Anders Gibson was a friend of Claire and spent the last 11 months also on the waiting list for two new lungs. Anders, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm not too bad.
Yeah. 11 months you've been on this list. Any hope?
11 months so far. I've had two calls, in fact, for lungs. I had one about 3 weeks ago.
Well, that's good news.
I had a temperature at the time, so unfortunately couldn't go ahead. It was deemed too risky.
Oh, no.
And I also had another call about 6 weeks ago, once again, at a temperature, and it was deemed too risky. Unfortunately, the nature is with being on the transplant list, you may get numerous calls, but, you know, you may not be well enough to go through with the operation. Sometimes the lungs may not be good enough to go through with the operation, so you can expect numerous calls, and so it's quite difficult.
But, it must be devastating. You're sat there waiting. I don't think I can play this up enough. You're sat there waiting for somebody to rescue and save your life, effectively, in the long run, and you keep getting knocked back.
Yeah, well, the first time I'd, because I live in Glasgow, and I went down to Newcastle, which is where they do the transplants for people in Scotland, and I'd got to the point where I was showered and gowned for the operation. I was about to go down to theatre, so I was all prepped and ready to go. It was a last-minute decision to not go ahead. But on the other hand, you have to trust your doctors to make the right decision, and there's no point putting in the lungs if you don't know if you're going to come through the operation. So, you know, you have to be pragmatic about it. And because I've had other friends, so unfortunately Claire never received them, but I've had other friends who have had 10 calls before they've finally had the opportunity to get their lungs. So I always knew that would be the case, that you may have to wait a long time and it may not happen first, second, third, or even fourth time. You've just got to wait and keep on plodding along, keep on top of your health, trying to keep well, do all your treatment and do as best as you can, stay around for as long as you can so you can get that opportunity.
You sound incredibly chipper and upbeat, considering.
Well, you've got to remain that way, otherwise, you know, at this point you're kind of, every month I notice my lungs are getting slightly worse. I have to work a little bit harder to stay on top of them. But you've got to stay, you know, positive.
What's the medication like?
Well, when I'm well, I probably spend 3 hours a day doing medication. That's physiotherapy twice a day, 40 minutes, various nebulizers. There's three different drugs that I have to nebulize, inhalers. I think you mentioned 50 pills is what I take a day.
50 pills. You must rattle.
Yeah, that's often said. And also I pass a nasal gastric tube down my nose into my stomach and feed overnight.
Wow.
So there's a lot of treatment involved. And as you get worse, treatment increases. So I'm spending more time in hospital now for intravenous antibiotics.
Can you even imagine what life might be like without all that?
Well, there'll be some treatment afterwards, because you're with a transplant, you're exchanging one set of issues for another. I'll have good working lungs, so I'll be able to do a lot more. My quality of life will be much better, but I'll still take pills. Perhaps not as many, though. And I've seen a lot of my friends. At the moment, I can't work. I can't travel. As soon as I get lungs, I'll be able to work. I'll be able to travel. In fact, Claire and I had, because we were both waiting for lungs at the same time, due to cystic fibrosis, we're not allowed to meet because there's cross-infection issues. We carry bugs that can be dangerous to each other. So we had a plan that once we had new lungs, we wouldn't have those bugs and we'd meet and go to Disney. And so the plan is, you know, one day to fulfill that dream. Although Claire can't make it, I'll go to Disney and do it on her behalf.
That's an amazing thing. And how desperate are you for your lungs, your new lungs?
Well, I could get an infection at any point and deteriorate very quickly. I'm already, obviously, not a very good stage considering I need lungs. So the sooner the better, basically.
What would you say, Anders, to anybody who is sat there thinking, well, I don't know, I don't want people really messing about my body when I'm dead. I don't know, I'm not sure whether I want to donate my organs. What would you say to them?
Well, I don't think there's a better gift you can give than saving someone else's life. And through donating the organs, you could save up to 7 people's lives. And to know you could do that and leave that legacy, I think it's a wonderful gift to give.
Anders, I've got my fingers crossed for you, and I hope you get that trip to Disney, and you can pay homage as well to Claire when you get there as well. But thank you for coming on this morning, my friend. It's really, really invigorating to talk to you. Somebody struggling so badly, going through all that day in, day out. He still remains upbeat. He's still full of the joys and still hopeful that some lungs will come along on that list.